Hi everyone, Naomi Finlay here, the creator of the Rapid Renovation Formula. Now today I want to talk to you about something. Have you guys ever felt that everything seems so much easier and so much simpler on reality TV renovating shows? You know what? I found in some cases the budgets and costings that they have on these shows can be really underquoted and make it really hard for everyday people to estimate and budget when they're quoting for their own renovations. Experience has actually shown me that renovators that complete renovations similar to those on TV, the budget's actually coming in up to 3 times more than what appears to be quoted on some of these TV renovating shows. In fact, I worked with a client once who was trying to replicate a bathroom that they'd seen on one of these shows, and it turns out that their budget came in $24,000 above the budget that was quoted. As you can imagine, this can be really confusing and it can leave a lot of renovators in a position where they have under-budgeted, which greatly affects their end product, or means even worse, that they don't get to the end. So I want to share with you today some of my top tips for making sure that your budgets are on track, on target, and are going to give you the product that you're after. So the first thing that's really, really important to do, it's essential that you complete a thorough inspection of the space. So let's take a bathroom for example. You need to complete a thorough inspection of that bathroom and document down all the elements of the bathroom that need fixing, changing, or replacing. From that, you then need to create a list of the hard items that you're going to need to buy in. So in this example, you'll need to create a list of whether you're going to be replacing the bath, what sort of shower screen you're going to need, how much of the tapware is going to need replacing. If you're looking to replace tiles, you're also going to need to work out exactly what meterage of tiles you're going to need to replace. So you've first completed an inspection and you have a list of all the items that need attention. The next thing you're doing is creating a list of the hard costs, so the items that you're going to have to buy in. And then the third item that you need to do on this list is you need to take that to your trades, and you either need to get your estimates, or depending how you work with them, your fixed quotes on how much that work is going to cost to complete. Now the tricky step in here, many people think that that's it. But there are a pile of what some call hidden costs in renovations. I just like to call them the ignored costs. They're not deliberately hiding, people just often forget to take them into account. So again, in this example of a bathroom, it may be things such as the demolition. People often think that the demolition just happens. You need to budget for your demolition, and you also need to budget for any repairs that need to be completed as a result of an overzealous demolition or just as a result of a normal demolition. Another hidden cost, for example, in bathroom renovation can be tipping fees. The old tiles and the old cement slabs can be quite heavy if you need to take that up. And so that will then impact on your tipping fees. So the first thing was making sure you do a thorough inspection and inventory of what needs to be done. The second thing was make sure that you complete a solid list of all the hard costs, all the items you're going to need to take back in. The third thing was consulting with your trades and making sure that you have a good understanding of the estimates and quotes. Fourth thing was making sure that you pay attention to the hidden costs. And the last thing is, this is your responsibility. It's making sure that you add all of that up, you're across the plan and you're across the budget before you go demolishing a thing. Don't get sledgehammer happy, guys. One way that you cannot fall into the trap that I mentioned earlier, where a client I knew started to undertake renovation based on budgets they'd seen on a reality TV show, which were highly unrealistic to their situation to achieve that same look. So make sure you follow those 5 steps, and that will give you your best possible chance of not being left in that position where you have an an unfinished renovation because you used an unrealistic budget. Thanks, guys. I hope I can see you guys soon at one of the next Ultimate Property Conference events. I look forward to catching you there.